News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6:05 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley on this muggy Tuesday morning, 76 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. We've got weather with Dr. Bill on the way. Right now, let's check the ride in to work or school, wherever you're headed this morning. Here's Kane with your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. We've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. through most of the listening area, so be careful. Less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas, including across the Bayway and the Causeway, but we're accident-free. For Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford, looks like it's a good ride there for Mobile. We've got thick fog this morning. Be careful. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festivals. They present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. You'll be able to taste exotic cuisine and enjoy entertainment. Get details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:07, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for the morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, Dalton, good morning. And good morning, everyone. 6:08 on your Tuesday morning. We had a number of headlines yesterday, so we weren't able to get to this one. It is a sad story. It is a gruesome story, but I wanted to keep you updated as to what's happening in our legal system. So it's a gruesome case. Our city and really the nation has been watching. Derek Dearman, the man who killed five people and one unborn baby 2 years ago, has been sentenced to death. Last Friday, Mobile Circuit Court Judge Rick Stout said the court agreed with the jury's recommendation in sentencing the 30-year-old father of two to death. Dearman was found guilty during that trial, and the jury recommended the death penalty for the deaths of 26-year-old Robert Lee Brown, 22-year-old Chelsea Marie Reed, 26-year-old Joseph Adam Turner, 35-year-old Shannon Melissa Randall. The sixth murder charge was filed since Chelsea Reed was 5 months pregnant with her first child, and the father was 23-year-old Justin Reed, who was also killed in this attack back on August 20th, 2016. Law enforcement officials alleged that Dearman entered the home attacking the sleeping residents using an axe and at least one gun. Police say he later kidnapped his estranged girlfriend and an unrelated infant. He eventually, though, would free them after he took them to a relative's home in Mississippi. Dearman pleaded guilty in late September after firing his attorneys, after Judge Stout deemed Dearman mentally fit to stand trial. So after the sentence was handed down, District Attorney Ashley Rich, she asked the judge to consider preventing Dearman and his family from profiting from this story by signing any movie or TV show or any sort of book deals. Judge Stout said he did agree with the request in principle, but would need a motion written up at a later time. We now have more information in a recent traffic fatality that happened this weekend in Baldwin County. 18-year-old Emily Marie Ellis of Lillian was traveling south on Soldiers Creek Road near Perdido Beach when her SUV went off the road and hit a tree. Alabama law enforcement confirmed that Ellis was not wearing her seatbelt. She was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 6:10 now on FM Talk 106.5, and it is a muggy 76 degrees outside our studios. I was surprised. Actually, I shouldn't have been surprised, and I really wasn't surprised, just disappointed when I woke up to feel the heat, because Dr. Bill, of course, lays that out for us each and every day, actually each and every hour, twice an hour, every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5. You can hear staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams' weather report, and five times an hour here on Mobile Mornings. Right now on our website, I want to point you to the ultimate tailgate prize giveaway, because you still have right about a month. You have until November 15th to register to win that awesome tailgate prize package that's valued over $6,000 in prizes. Now, if you're unfamiliar, or if you are familiar, let me reinitiate you. There are five stores that you can visit each day leading up until we announce the winner. And you put your name. There should be an entry box. There is an entry box at each of those stores. And you can enter your name once per day leading up until that November 15th unveiling. And those five stores are The Cart Doctor, Bailey's TV, Inc., Old Time Feed, Fairhope Brewing Company, and Carrot Patch Jewelers. And the prizes are just awesome. So one winner at the end will get this entire tailgate prize giveaway package, while winners from each store will receive a qualifying prize. If they end up as one of the qualifiers but don't win the big prize, they'll still walk away with something. But the big prize here, courtesy of Cart Doctor, a two-week four-seat cart rental from Bailey's TV, Inc. This is awesome. A 55-inch Samsung 4K HD TV, and it sounds great too, because it comes with the sound bar from Old Time Feed. We had these in last time, the last giveaway we had. Mm-hmm. Two extra large Adirondack chairs, and when I say extra large, you can put these on the beach and you're all of a sudden the lifeguard. You're the person that people will look to make saves if you have one of these chairs out there on the beach. Fairhope Brewing Company has this, and they were telling me about this, the party pack of craft beer and merchandise. Trust me, it's way better than just those words are awesome, but a party pack of craft beer and merchandise, you got to see this thing. And then from Carrot Patch Jewelers, a team logo 14 karat gold pendant. You get to choose the team that you want on that gold pendant. So we've got more information on that on fmtalk1065.com and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. But you want to check that out, because you have just about a month to register. Coming back, I've got your sports news for you. Game 3 of the NLCS in Major League Baseball last night, and Monday Night Football with a big comeback from Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. I'll tell you all about that and more coming up right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. On a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A third body is recovered from floodwaters in Texas, leaving one woman from Flemington unaccounted for this morning. The search is continuing for Charlotte Moy, according to officials in Texas. She and three others have been missing since last week after fast-moving water flooded the RV park where they were staying in Junction, Texas. Two bodies were pulled from the water last week. The third was found Monday, 20 miles from the RV park.
Ranchers and citizens have come in with boats, ATVs, what have you, a drone or two.
Governor Kay Ivey is demanding reform of the state's parole system after a criminal on parole allegedly murdered three people in Guntersville. Monday, Ivey put a hold on all early parole hearings and replaced the chairman of the parole board. And the Signature Academy Showcase for Mobile County 8th graders and their parents is today from 4:30 to 6:30 at USA Mitchell Center. The showcase highlights special academies within Mobile County public high schools. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Old Time Feed is a feed seed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Auburn.
Get to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Ole Miss.
Auburn pins its ears back and he's dropped.
The Tigers try to ground the Rebels air raid in Oxford.
Set up, steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man. Schwartz.
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In baseball's National League Conference Series, the Milwaukee Brewers took a 2-1 lead by defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-0 on Monday night. Yolis Chachin started at pitcher for Milwaukee and earned the win with a 5 1/3 scoreless innings in which he only allowed 3 hits. Brewer slugger Ryan Braun got the first run on the board in the first inning when he knocked in Christian Yelich on a left field double.
That is hammered down toward the corner. Digging it out is Peterson. Digging for third is Yelich. They bring him to the plate and the Brewers...
In the sixth inning, the Brewers would add another when Travis Shaw tripled and then scored on a wild pitch. Orlando Arcia put the nail in the coffin with a 2-run shot in the seventh inning.
Arcia hits one into right. Back at the wall. This ball is gone. Home run the opposite way by Arcia to double the lead. It's 4-0 Milwaukee.
The Brewers and Dodgers play Game 4 tonight in Los Angeles. First pitch is scheduled for 8:09 p.m. This afternoon at 4:09, they'll begin Game 3 of the ALCS with the Houston Astros hosting the Boston Red Sox. As of now, the series is tied at 1 game apiece. Nathan Eovaldi is expected to start at pitcher for Boston, and Dallas Keuchel will start for Houston. On Monday Night Football, another comeback win for Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback led his Green Bay Packers to a come-from-behind 33-30 win over the San Francisco 49ers. 1 week after going 1-for-5 on field goals in a loss to Detroit, Mason Crosby went a perfect 4-for-4 last night, including the game winner.
Hunter Bradley the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee. Arm extended. Here it is. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good.
It is good.
Mason Crosby delivers the dagger.
That final call comes courtesy of 6:20 a.m. WTMJ. Aaron Rodgers completed 25 of 46 passes for 425 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he led 2 drives in the final 2 minutes that scored 10 points and added another win to the Packers' season.
I don't know if it was a season-saving win for us, but it definitely was an important one.
Green Bay's record now stands at 3-2-1, while the 49ers drop to 1-5. In some college football news, the Southeastern Conference has fined LSU $100,000 for fans rushing the field after the 5th-ranked Tigers topped then-number-2-ranked Georgia 36-16 over the weekend. The league announced the fine on Monday and cited Saturday's incident as a second violation of the SEC's policy against fans rushing the field. The same thing occurred against Mississippi in 2014. The SEC said that the fines collected against the school for violating that policy are deposited in the league's postgraduate scholarship fund. In some sad news from the sport and business world, the co-founder of Microsoft and owner of the Seattle Seahawks and Portland Trailblazers, Paul Allen, passed away at the age of 65 from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Allen was first diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in 1982 and left Microsoft in 83, although he remained on the board until 2000 and kept his stake in the company. The money he earned through his Microsoft holdings allowed him to purchase the Trailblazers back in 1988 and then the Seahawks in 1996. During his tenure, the Blazers reached the NBA Finals twice, but never won a title, while the Seahawks won a Super Bowl and reached three Super Bowls total in 12 postseason appearances during his time at the helm. Allen also served as a minority owner of the MLS's Seattle Sounders. In NBA news, the Indiana Pacers signed center Miles Turner to a four-year, $72 million contract extension. Turner's averaged 12.7 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game in his 3 seasons as a starter with Indiana. And the NBA regular season gets started tonight with a couple fantastic matchups. At 7, the Boston Celtics take on the Philadelphia 76ers. And then at 9:30, the Golden State Warriors raise another championship banner before hosting Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. It'll be Thursday night before LeBron James' first regular season game as a Laker, and L.A. will start their season on the road at Portland before the home opener on Saturday night against Houston. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, about a half-mile visibility in most areas with a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. So far across the Bayway and the Causeway, want to make sure you've got your low beams on, but accident-free conditions continue from the 1065 split, Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. No delays. It's $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. All of our signature and gourmet pizzas are just $10, or get a stuffed pizza for $2 more. Fresh take and bake pizza at the best price. $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. It's 6:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio
good
as well.
Good morning.
And it is foggy out there. Thanks for that reminder, Kane. This morning, driving in right around 4:30, 5 a.m., it was already pretty foggy out there. Apparently, that's hung on. Foggy for your ride in?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very foggy.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah, give yourself extra time and extra wiggle room for those next to you.
That's right. And watch out, because the drivers out here, it's never you, trust me. It's always somebody else. But whenever there's fog or rain, it seems to be a uptick in accidents. So be very careful on the roads this morning. And right now, we'll check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Good Tuesday morning, everyone. The cleanup efforts are slowly but surely getting underway in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, a Cat 4 hurricane, which touched down last Wednesday. So if you'd like to help those impacted, supplies and donations are right now being accepted today at Bayside Academy in Daphne. The school has a tractor trailer they are ready to stock with supplies for residents in the Port St. Joe, Florida area, one of the many cities devastated by the storm. See, the school's using this opportunity as a way to thank that community for helping them through a tough time. Bayside says that they remember when that community stood by them back in July of 2017, when a former Bayside student named Henry Wise was killed in an accident in Port St. Joe. Donations, they can be dropped off at Bayside Academy and the gym between 9 a.m. this morning until 2 p.m. this afternoon. We're talking about items like paper towels, bleach, diapers, toilet paper, first aid kits, fix-a-flat, flashlights, lighter fluid, canned tuna, charcoal, bottled water, Gatorade, contractor-grade garbage bags. You get the drift. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to... If you'd like to drop off some items, boy, would they be grateful for that. Dried beans, peanut butter, that's on the list too. Baby wipes, gloves, first aid kits, This is a great list.
Yeah, they could use them all.
Very, very detailed. So you don't have to wander about. So again, Bayside, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. today, you can drop off those donations. Well, if you like to pay your bills by mailing them in, or perhaps you love mailing your loved ones a letter or a birthday gift, the price of stamps will soon change.
Uh-oh.
I know. But the good news, it won't impact you before Christmas.
Okay, good.
The change will impact letters, envelopes, boxes, and more. Last week, the U.S. Postal Service, they filed a request with the Postal Regulatory Commission for a price change to take effect, write this down, January 27th, 2019. So this proposal would raise mailing service product prices an average of 2.5%. If approved, the change would be the largest increase in the price of stamps since 1863.
Golly.
Right.
Didn't know they had stamps back then.
Here is a quote from the USPS in their press release. They say the governors believe these new rates will keep the Postal Service competitive while providing the agency with needed revenue. The increase would include a 5-cent bump to the cost of first-class mail forever stamps, so from 50 cents to 55 cents. When it comes to priority mail, retail flat rate, those changes include, let's say for a small flat rate box, from $7.20 to $7.90. If you want to mail a padded flat rate envelope, $7.25 jumps up to $8. Also, first-class mailing services will begin using zone-based pricing, quote, to better align with the cost of service and improve value based on distance. But it's not all bad news I'm delivering this morning. You like that, Dalton?
I do love it. Mm-hmm. I love good news. So let's hear it.
Okay. USPS says that they will not tack on additional costs for weekend or holiday delivery,
good.
Nor surcharges for fuel or residential delivery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
USPS. I just want my Mr. Rogers stamp. That's all I can say. I heard about the Mr. Rogers stamp and still have not received one, and that's all I really want. Hey, this segment of Mobile Mornings presented by the Original Oyster House. If you don't know, it's an amazing Gulf seafood restaurant. You probably drive by multiple times a day. I love them. They've been around since 83. That's when the original Oyster House opened in Gulf Shores, and that location did so well, they decided to go ahead and open another one on the Mobile Bay Causeway. And you know, here at FM Talk 106.5, we love our first responders, but we also love the businesses that love our first responders. And if you haven't heard, the Original Oyster House does this every year. Their 9/11 annual Never Forget Lunch. They had the 11th annual Never Forget Lunch this last month, September 11th of 2018, and they served and honored an estimated 800 Mobile and Baldwin County law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics. Fantastic job done by the Original Oyster House. Don't forget, two locations here in Mobile on the Causeway and in Gulf Shores at the foot of Highway 59. Check them out online at originaloysterhouse.com. More Mobile Mornings on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Big applause at Monday's city council meeting in Daphne. The council shot down a zoning proposal that would have allowed for commercial and residential development in Old Town Daphne.
You don't have a neighborhood that strong usually that can, all these people can come out, speak, and get that point across.
A teenager charged with murder will make his first court appearance today. 19-year-old Michael Montgomery is accused of shooting and killing 23-year-old Deontay Davis on Dexter Avenue in Mobile. The man accused of throwing his children off the Dolphin Island Bridge 10 years ago is no longer on death row. A judge in Mobile Monday accepted an agreement that changes Lam Long's sentence to life in prison without parole. The defense and the state made the agreement, saying Long should not be executed because of an intellectual disability. Beginning in June, you'll be able to fly from Pensacola International Airport to Newark International. The nonstop flights will be with United Airlines and leave in the afternoon. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432.
Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Did you know that over 60,000 people died in the United States in 2016 from a drug overdose? That's double the amount that died of an overdose in 2015. More than 700 of those deaths happened right here in Alabama. 115 people die every day because of opioid abuse. October is Talk About Prescriptions Month, and it's a great time to ask your doctor about addiction risk. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov.
Turkish media are quoting President Erdogan as saying police investigators have searched for traces of toxic materials at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That's where journalist Jamal Khashoggi disappeared and is thought to have been killed by Saudis 2 weeks ago. Senate Foreign Relations Committee member Marco Rubio says this is now a problem for the United States.
This would really blow apart our Middle Eastern strategy, and it's something we have to address from a human rights standpoint. Just because a country we're working with did it doesn't mean the U.S. can just shrug its shoulder and say, well, nothing happened here.
In Florida, search crews are still trying to find some of the people who did not evacuate as Hurricane Michael moved in. 46 people remain unaccounted for this morning. Senator Elizabeth Warren is suggesting President Trump's comment about him personally administering a DNA test to her over her Native American heritage is creepy. Pre-market trading posting solid gains this morning following yesterday's losses on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. A federal regulator plans to explain what it considers to be abusive practices by companies selling financial services, a move aimed at giving a clearer idea of what behavior would get companies into trouble under relatively new government enforcement powers. Mick Mulvaney, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's acting director, says the Bureau is working on a regulation defining how it views unfair, deceptive, or abusive acts or practices. Companies have long complained that the CFPB's approach was overly broad and nuanced. Volvo shares plunged to an 18-month low today after the truck maker said it found a fault with an engine component that controls emissions, potentially causing the engines to exceed emissions limits. Volvo says a full investigation is underway to determine how long the component has been used and which engines use the part. Volvo makes engines that are fitted into trucks, buses, construction equipment, and also has a marine engine business. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
635 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley on this Tuesday morning. Sean Sullivan will be back tomorrow. Right now, 76 degrees outside of our studios. It's muggy. It's very foggy outside. Be careful out there on the roads. Coming up in just a second, we'll have traffic with Kane and weather with Dr. Bill. Right now, the three big things on FMTalk1065.com. Top of the stack, President Trump was in kind of in our area yesterday as he toured the Florida Panhandle surveying the damage from Hurricane Michael. He also made his way up to Georgia later in the day. As Trump toured yesterday, the death toll stood at 17, and just he witnessed the destruction we've been seeing on the news and on social media over the last few days. Mexico Beach, Panama City, that area just with houses, you know, knocked to the ground. So President Trump was in the area yesterday. That's at the top of the stack. Also still on the list, how to help, a guide on how to help with Hurricane Michael relief. That comes from our TV news partners at WKRG. If you want to help out some of those that have been affected by the hurricane, you can head over to that list and it'll show you the drop-off points and what you can take so you can help out. And the third big thing, a story that's been around for just about a decade now, Lam Luang, he's going to serve a life sentence after being on death row in the Holman prison in Atmore. Experts have determined that because of an intellectual disability, he is not eligible to be put on death row or to be kept on death row for the death penalty. So Lam Luang, after throwing his four children off of the Dolphin Island Bridge, will now serve a life sentence without parole. Those are the three big things right now on FMTalk1065.com. Go ahead and check those stories out so you can stay in the know. Right now, let's check traffic on the ride in with Kane and weather with Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, so far it's been a great start on the way in. Accident-free conditions, but a dense fog advisory. Less than a half a mile visibility is traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway this morning. Be careful. Officers have been working a little bit of radar, and school buses are traveling, but just watch the fog on the way in this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you ready for a big Sony TV? At Bailey's TV, you'll find the biggest, baddest Sony TV you'll ever own. How about a 65-inch? Would you believe $11.99?
Want to go bigger?
Try this out. A Sony 75-inch, now just $22.99.
Or how about the biggest?
Would you pay $39.99 for a huge 85-inch? Get one now at Bailey's. That's right, just $39.99 for an 85-inch Sony. All these large Sonys are 4K smart TVs. Great, super bad, super big TVs. Get them while they last at Bailey's TV, Government and Lakeside. 666-0448.
.638 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday morning. And now it's time to check the news headlines for the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. 6:30. I'm just going to go with 6:30.
4:3. 6:39 now. There you go.
No. 6:39. Happy Tuesday, everyone. The impact of Hurricane Michael being felt by our Alabama farmers. So much so, the Alabama Farmers Federation, they've set up a fund to help our farmers who have suffered crop losses. The 2018 cotton crop in Alabama was projected to be a record-setting year, thanks to a combination of favorable weather conditions during the year and relatively high prices on the market. With so many farmers planning for not only a large harvest, but also a big payoff this year, sadly, that will not happen. In addition to the crops, also seeing extensive damage, timber stands, cattle were lost, and some cotton already harvested was damaged. So the Federation says that they're working Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Alabama Cooperative Extension System, state and national elected officials, and others to collect crop damage reports. That's according to the Federation in a press release. So funds collected by the foundation through November the 30th will be applied to farmers and their losses not covered by an insurance or disaster relief program. If you'd like more information, you can call 334-612-5525. Again, 334-612-5525, or you can make donations to alabamafarmersfoundation.org. State, federal, and local officials, Dalton, they are meeting today to discuss the impacts of the storm. More financial news to report as now. Listen to this. There is only one lone Sears store in the state of Alabama.
Wow. Where's that?
Hoover.
Okay.
Yeah. This after Sears, one of America's retail giants, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday. So yesterday they announced plans to close almost 150 stores by the end of this year. The chain will close 142 stores approximately before January 2019, with liquidation sales beginning now. So the Gadsden location, that will close by the end of the year. That was the only one on the list. There are no remaining Sears-owned Kmart stores in the state of Alabama. Bankruptcy comes after years of financial struggles and multiple rounds of closures. Sears now operates 687 Sears and Kmart stores, down from almost 2,000 stores. Wow. Listen to this. The CEO, Eddie Lampert, he is resigning, but he will remain as company chairman. Okay. Sears credit cards and loyalty programs, those will still be honored. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, it stinks because Sears, pretty ingrained into American society, and that was, until the one here in Mobile left, that was the place to go if you forgot to buy a birthday gift for your dad or grandfather, or plenty of gifts for moms, too. But every time it would come up, my dad's birthday or Christmas, I would head over to Sears and find some tools or something that he would like. So it's going to be a strange America without a Sears.
And if you hit the Wayback button, Wayback Machine button, you will remember the catalogs that everyone would receive, especially grandparents. Like, you get your catalog, you look through there, you see what you want to get.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it had to be at least 200 pages.
Yeah, I remember reading Terry Bradshaw, of course, the quarterback who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers for so long. He's from Louisiana, and I remember reading his biography, and when he was a kid, you know, it was back before kids would sneak off with the Victoria's Secret catalogs that would come in, and he said the Sears the Sears Roebuck catalog that had, I guess, that was his Victoria's Secret whenever that would come
out.
Wow. Yeah, so a little bit more information on Terry Bradshaw than you'd think you'd hear on this Tuesday morning. But hey, we're talking about Sears. I had to pass that story along, right?
We're so appreciative of that story.
You're welcome. So next time you're watching Terry Bradshaw on the TV, just think about that.
You're going to send people in droves to Hoover, Alabama, so that they can go into the last remaining Sears.
6:43 now. I don't have any more news about Terry Bradshaw, but I do have sports news coming up right here on FM Talk 106.5. And we'll check in with WKRG for their news and update as well. 6:43 now, this is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A third body is recovered from floodwaters in Texas, leaving one woman from Flumaton unaccounted for this morning. The search is continuing for Charlotte Moy, according to officials in Texas. She and three others have been missing since last week after fast-moving water flooded the RV park where they were staying in Junction, Texas. Two bodies were pulled from the water last week. The third was found Monday, 20 miles from the RV park.
Ranchers and citizens have come in with boats, ATVs, what have you, a drone or two.
Governor Kay Ivey is demanding reform of the state's parole system after a criminal on parole allegedly murdered three people in Guntersville. Monday, Ivey put a hold on all early parole hearings and replaced the chairman of the parole board. And the Signature Academy Showcase for Mobile County 8th graders and their parents is today from 4:30 to 6:30 at USA Mitchell Center. The showcase highlights special academies within Mobile County Public High Schools. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss, even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In baseball's National League Conference Series, the Milwaukee Brewers took a 2-1 lead by defeating the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-0 last night. Yolis Chachin started at pitcher for Milwaukee and earned the win with 5 1/3 scoreless innings in which he only allowed 3 hits. Brewers slugger Ryan Braun got the first run on the board in the first inning when he knocked in Christian Yelich on a left field double.
That is hammered down toward the corner. Digging it out is Peterson. Digging for third is Yelich. They bring him to the plate and the Brewers strike first.
In the sixth inning, the Brewers would add another run when Travis Shaw tripled and then scored on a wild pitch. Orlando Arcia put the nail in the coffin with a 2-run shot in the seventh inning.
Arcia hits one into right. Back at the wall. This ball is gone. Home run the opposite way by Arcia to double the lead. It's 4-0 Milwaukee.
Brewers lead the best of seven series 2-1. Game four is tonight from Los Angeles. First pitch scheduled for 8.09 p.m. This afternoon at 4.09, they'll begin game three of the ALCS with the Houston Astros hosting the Boston Red Sox. As of now, that series is tied at 1 game apiece. Nathan Eovaldi is expected to start at pitcher for Boston, while Dallas Keuchel will start for Houston. On Monday Night Football, another comeback win for Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback led his Green Bay Packers to a come-from-behind 33-30 victory over the San Francisco 49ers. 1 week after going 1-for-5 on field goals and a loss to Detroit, Mason Crosby went a perfect 4-for-4 last night, including the game winner.
Hunter Bradley the snap. J.K. Scott down on one knee. Arm extended. Here it is. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good. It is good. Mason Crosby delivers the dagger.
At Final Call, courtesy of 620 AM WTMJ, Aaron Rodgers completed 25 of 46 passes for 425 yards and two touchdowns. He also led two drives in the final 2 minutes that scored 10 points and added another win to the Packers' season.
I don't know if it was a season-saving win for us, but it definitely was an important one.
Green Bay's record now stands at 3 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie, while the 49ers drop to 1-5. In some college football news, the Southeastern Conference has fined LSU $100,000 for fans rushing the field after the Tigers topped then number 2-ranked Georgia 36-16 over the weekend. The league announced the fine on Monday and cited Saturday's incident as a second violation of their policy against fans on the field. The same thing occurred back in 2014 after a win against Ole Miss. The SEC said fines collected against the school for violating this policy are deposited in the league's postgraduate scholarship fund. It's some sad news from the sport and business world. The co-founder of Microsoft and owner of the Seattle Seahawks and Portland Trailblazers, Paul Allen, passed away at the age of 65 from complications of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Allen was first diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma in 1982 and left Microsoft in 83, although he remained on the board until 2000 and kept his stake in the company. The money he earned through his Microsoft holdings allowed him to purchase the Trailblazers in 1988 and the Seahawks in 96. During his tenure, the Blazers reached the NBA Finals twice but never won a title, while the Seahawks won one Super Bowl and reached 3 Super Bowls and 12 postseason appearances during his time at the helm. Allen also served as a minority owner of the MLS's Seattle Sounders. The NBA regular season gets started tonight with a couple fantastic matchups. At 7 o'clock, the Boston Celtics take on the Philadelphia 76ers. And then at 9:30, the Golden State Warriors raise another championship banner before hosting Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That once again is at 9:30. And it'll be Thursday night before LeBron James' first regular season game as an L.A. Laker when they take on the Portland Trailblazers. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Don't forget about Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Less than a quarter mile visibility on the Bayway in some areas, so be careful on the way in. We've got an accident at Airport Boulevard right in front of Baker High School. No injuries involved. Also, another accident state troopers heading to on Hall Road in Old Pascagoula. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines on this Tuesday. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Because there always has to be a first, would you believe, Dalton, there is a brewing company right now brewing up hard sparkling water.
No.
Produced right here in the state of Alabama.
Come on.
Hard sparkling water? Attention. Yes.
That better be healthy.
Well, so Trim Tab Brewing Company is located in Birmingham, and they're introducing you to Rec Water.
Okay.
Your flavors right now, watermelon, cucumber, lime, or mango, kiwi, or pomegranate, lemon. You don't sound very interested.
I'll try it. I'll try anything.
Okay. So the founder and CEO, his name is Harris Stewart. He says, we're in the fermented beverage industry. We're playing around with a number of things, and it's really just a natural extension to our already existing portfolio. Hard seltzer is legally considered beer, okay? Hard seltzer, that's legally considered beer. Company says that this is fermented with non-malt-based materials such as cane sugar and rice syrup. The hard sparkling water is gluten-free. There's your healthy. Lower in carbs and sugar with only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 2 grams of carbs. Nationwide sales of hard seltzer are up more than 170% over the last year through July. That's according to Nielsen. So if you're wondering, what does rec water stand for?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was wondering.
I knew it. Recreational effervescent craft water. It means to, quote, celebrate the people that want to enjoy their life to the fullest, whether they're working out or chilling out. Trim Tab expects to begin full distribution statewide within this month. That sounds winning, right?
Yeah, very, very interesting. You can stay hydrated while you have fun, I guess.
Speaking of winning, the Mega Millions lottery. Guess how much the jackpot is?
$550 million.
No.
Okay.
$654 million.
I was close.
Fourth largest lottery prize in U.S. history.
Dang.
Right. So to win the biggie, the big, 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 big prize, you will need to match all 6 numbers, including the gold Mega Ball. Not really that hard. The odds are 1 in 302.5 million.
Oh, I can do that.
Unfortunately, though, in the state of Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Nevada, and Utah, you cannot play this game.
Mm.
Sorry. It's played in 44 states, though, and Washington, D.C., and U.S. Virgin Islands. So that's the chitter-chatter that's happening. Tickets for Mega Million are $2. So if you notice a large, I don't know, bulk of vehicles heading in a certain direction, they may just be going to purchase tickets for
that's
their
right
office.
And if you look in the driver's side and you see their mind churning with how they're going to spend their $650 million, you know exactly where they're headed.
Oh, you know, I'm just bringing you the news. That's what's trending right now. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, so if you see me eating some Chinese food today and looking really closely at the fortune where they put the numbers on the back of the fortune cookie, you know, fortune, that's going to be the numbers that I would play. So like, everybody watch out.
Like The Last Dragon. Have you ever seen that movie, The Last Dragon?
Is that Bruce Lee?
No.
Okay, no, I haven't.
Leroy.
Oh, okay. There's
a tip.
I love it. I'm going to have to check that out then. 6:56 now, and a cool story here about a 6-year-old kid out of Western Michigan. I know I say Michigan and Kelly's ears
right.
perk up.
Michigander right
this
here.
Kid's name is Ian Unger, and he has type 1 diabetes. So, of course, with that, his parents are always constantly monitoring his insulin levels. But they've been looking into getting him a service dog to help out because they have service dogs for children and other people with diabetes. Mm-hmm. But those dogs can cost up to $25,000. They're so expensive because they're trained to smell you and know when those insulin levels are low.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes over a year to get one of these dogs. Anyway, Ian and his mom knew that they had some time to raise some money, so they came up with the idea this year to grow pumpkins and sell them for Halloween. They've been offering the big pumpkins on Facebook for $10 and smaller ones for $5.
Aww.
And then once people figured out where the money was going, they completely sold out of those pumpkins. They've got a lot of money now, but still raising money. There's a Facebook fundraiser, and I'll post this on my Twitter page, at Dalton Orwig. They're already over $22,000 raised.
You know what that's called? Pure Michigan.
That's it. More Morbid Mornings on the way.